Let me start these recordings here.
The beginning of the battle. And at the very end, like this was a training that he makes messages and he was like,
I'm totally lost.
Page
534. Page 534, dear.
So, it came from variety. He drew angels,
Rodney, I'm going to have to turn you down a little bit because I turned you way up.
I'm just muted.
No, you're good. How's that sound? Say something.
I'm here.
Can everybody hear him all right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's in between physical and spiritual bodies.
But when we die, if we go up, we're promised that there will be many mansions. So that morancho is a substance. It's a substance. Remember, it's a mota? No, mota is a thought. What's a morancho substance? It's an energy.
It's in between. It's in between physical and spiritual bodies.
It's semi.
Remember when we talked about
Moto?
They were like
moths. You have the whole text of the book there?
Yeah.
I'm afraid technology has sped out in front of me.
Multiple.
Left in the dust.
It's useful when you're driving, because he used to listen. I remember driving, he had it on tape.
Yeah. Okay.
Because then you can hear it when people are reading.
Let's start. This is page 47, page 534, section 4, the second mansion world.
For those listening at home,
you'll probably see the back of my head on some tape.
Could you tell us your name again? Welcome.
Real.
Real. Real. Yes. Welcome.
Thank you. Okay, let's get started. Actually, Tiki, do you want to start reading tonight?
Yeah, picture.
Okay, the second, section 4, right there.
Yeah.
And I have written next to it, to the post-magisterial age. It is on this sphere that you are more fully inducted into a Mansonia life. The groupings of the Marantia life begin to take form. Working groups and social organizations start to function. Communities take on formal proportions. And the advancing mortals inaugurate new social orders and governmental arrangements.
I think they get along better than we do.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm having fun.
Hopefully.
Yeah. A lot more, I think.
Spirit-fused survivors occupy the mansion worlds in common with the adjuster-fused ascending mortals. While the various orders of celestial life differ, they are all friendly and fraternal. In all the worlds of ascension, you'll find nothing comparable to human intolerance and the discrimination of inconsiderate caste systems.
Hang on there. Hold up there just for a second, Tiki. You remember when we talked about the spirit-fused mortals before? Does everybody remember that?
No.
That there's a group of planets, actually, mortals on planets that have trouble fusing with adjusters, and some of them don't even have adjusters. So in that case, if they survive and go to the mansion worlds, they're given a portion of the spirit of Michael, basically, the Son of God, to fuse with. And that's where the spirit-fused mortals come from. Right?
I think social interaction is essential for our training.
Right.
Even though it's uncomfortable, we're not meant to be alone. We're meant to be experimenting in social orders.
Right.
And it doesn't often feel good, but we're learning.
Mm-hmm. And the spirit fuse, unlike adjuster fuse mortals, are become citizens of the local universe. They don't normally go on to paradise and become finaliters. Although they do say in the book there are exceptions to that rule, and some of them do, but most of them stay in the local universe. So they are basically the populated citizens of our local universe, or Michael's domain, basically. What other group becomes fair fused mortals? Do y'all remember from last time? The children that don't receive adjusters before
the
when they die too early.
Who are on the planets in the later stages of life, a lot of them are unable to fuse with their adjusters because they don't get enough experience.
That's interesting. Wow. They need experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're almost too perfect on the
And also,
do angels like ascend to paradise?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, well, they do, but not
some,
not in the same.
They come with.
Yeah,
they
come with
adjusters.
Yeah.
They kind of.
Oh yeah, they come, but not all.
Yeah, they don't go through the ascension plan like we do. They ascend with us, and they can earn the point where they become finaliters too. They're like the exception to the rule of spirit fuse. But normally, also the other thing I wanted to mention about spirit fuse mortals is you remember that the early races of this planet. Many of them become spirit fused mortals because they don't have whatever it takes to eventually fuse with an adjuster because many of them
They were like on the masses.
On the masses and they didn't have psychologically their brain was not functioning well enough to fuse with their adjuster.
A lot of people in the early stages of a planet don't have adjusters. Is it when Jesus came that everyone pretty much
got at Pentecost, that's when the Spirit of Truth was poured out on all the world, that's when everyone was prepared for adjusters at that point forward.
I was thinking about like the pyramids, how it took masses of people to do the pyramids, and yet, you know, those social structures were so higher. One pharaoh, one priesthood. In the old times, you know, the masses were the largest population. Not as individuated as our time.
Yeah. But the other thing I wanted to mention before we move on is the children. Remember when we studied last week that the children in the nurseries, if they come to the the first mansion world before age 5 and they didn't receive adjusters, those are the ones that receive spirit. Some of them
even
do.
Even if
but,
they're
yeah.
age 5, you don't have much of a soul yet.
No.
They have to make moral choices.
You would really have to have some years of experience before you.
And also remember, they said that those children become citizens of paradise rather than the local universe, too.
There's another group, too. People like us who have adjusters and go through all the way to Jerusalem. For some reason, just don't fuse.
Yeah.
They don't know why, but there are some people who just don't fuse, so
they can't cantankerous ones.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
I got a bad joke, but I'm not going to say it.
Not necessarily. They're just not meant to.
Yeah, they don't really say why.
Yeah. We think in terms of that being so very sad, but then on the other hand, we don't really know. Maybe that's wonderful, and we're the ones that are sad.
I think
I'd be sad. I'd be disappointed.
I want to be with God. I think I'll go with God.
Yeah.
I'm a jester. Come on.
All right, go on. Yeah.
As you ascend the mansion worlds one by one, they become more crowded with the Mirage activities and advancing survivors. As you go forward, you'll recognize more and more of the Jerusalem features added to the mansion worlds. This next is what I want to see.
The Sea of Glass.
The Sea of Glass makes its appearance on the second Mansonia.
Does everybody know what they're talking about there?
The Sea of Glass.
That's where the transport angels come and go from, is the Sea of Glass. But there must be a way for them to do that on the first mansion world, too, because there's no Sea of Glass on the first one.
That's the airport.
Yeah.
Years ago, when Kat and Louise had their skidoo, whatever that thing. Well, I took that thing out at 60 miles an hour, and I had an experience of the Sea of Glass. Yeah. It's like when we land, it's going to be beautiful. Wow.
What an easy hiring our justice.
Very
calm water.
Yeah.
Except we're asleep.
Yeah,
when we get We're in seraphim, so we don't realize it.
Yeah.
But it's also the sea of glass is a big communication crystal as well.
It is.
It's not just for landing.
Yeah, it's the spiritual circuit relay, isn't it? Yeah. All the spiritual circuits relay to the sea of glass for some reason. Yeah, it's like a giant. Yeah.
I have seven cross references for that.
Okay, give them to us, Tiki. If people want to write them.
Page 540.1, 542.3, 543.8, 544, number 6, 483.2, 2023.2.
So is the sea of glass, is that just, we don't see it because of the fault and everything, but is it just this planet, or is it all planets in the local universe?
No, we don't even have one
on
this planet.
It starts
on the second.
We have a number of them, but it starts at the second.
And the Bible talks about when you die, you experience it, but maybe if it's a transmitter, you won't see it.
Now in Jerusalem, that's where Lucifer made his
headquarters.
His statement about the rebellion was
he
on
broadcasted.
The yeah, because it seats I forget how many billions of people around it that can sit around the sea of glass and just watch. But now we don't have a sea of glass on this planet, you know, a Marantia sea of glass as far as we know. But we do have an angel's relay circuit here.
Yep.
So, you know, this is considered a very important planet because not all planets have that.
Yeah, but one spot on this planet where there's no radio transmission or anything like that.
Yeah.
It seems to be just dead now.
Yeah.
And it's because of the other that's taking over there.
Yeah. It's interesting how all these magnetic frequencies and everything that we've discovered over the last 110 or 115 years are all related to what they talk about in this book.
Yes,
it's in the Redwoods. It really is. So.
Where the giant groves with angels.
A newly developed and suitably adjusted Marantia body is acquired at the time of each advance from one mansion world to another. You go to sleep with the seraphic transport and awake with the new but undeveloped body in the resurrection halls.
That
must be just fabulous.
Yeah.
Stop there. That term, undeveloped body.
Yeah.
I was reading this today, and I thought, I wonder what that means.
It's
probably not
do.
Like a child. Probably in an adult form.
But voice, maybe, like energetic.
I don't know if you... I mean, I have no idea.
Well,
when
I read that, the first thing I thought about is they probably have, in essence, a cast. I don't know what else to call it. It would be like a drone body that they put you in.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't really take your personality form until you've been in it a few minutes and it starts developing the shape like your personality, so that people will recognize you. You see what I'm saying? Maybe that's what
this,
they're talking
about. In the
18th
century, they talked about a starfish. When it loses its arm, it grows back.
Mm-hmm.
It's morphogenic, and then it became taboo because of evolution. But they really were thinking there's an energy pattern. Even like a leaf falls off and it grows back. And that's what I always thought. It's like our energy fingerprint or something. Unique.
Yeah, that could be it.
So maybe like vibrating or something, like when the starfish is growing it, but it grows into this pattern thing.
Well, they say we get more beautiful as we get more spiritual.
No, but in the Marantia cap.
Well, we take on the appearance of our soul.
They have their own.
So if we're beautiful in our soul, we have a beautiful body. Where if we're ugly, we're going to have... ugly body, so it's going to be kind of hard to show your real personality.
You may not have any body at all. Not
hey, Roger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So back on this, I had to research. The sea of glass is on page 487.
487. All right.
That second paragraph down. The indigenous sea of glass is one enormous circular crystal about 100 miles in circumference and almost 30 miles in depth. Now, I figured this out, and it's approximately 32 miles in diameter.
Yeah. That's a pretty good size, isn't it?
Yeah. It's very big. You can see it from a great distance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it would make sense if it's a humongous crystal like that, Rodney. Wouldn't it make sense that it could relay magnetic fields or spiritual fields or just about anything? You know?
Well, turn straight.
And focus it too.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So the moral of this paper is, if you want to be beautiful in the mansion world, you better clean act your act here.
Actions.
That's right.
Okay, where am I?
4-4. Well, that's what we didn't get all the way through.
Halfway through that.
Yeah. 47-44.
Oh, you go down here.
Okay. A newly developed and suitably adjusted Marantia body is acquired at the time of each advance from one mansion world to another. You go to sleep with the seraphic transport and awake with the new but undeveloped body in the resurrection halls. When they say undeveloped body, I wonder if that means a baby.
We were just talking about energy.
Much as when you first arrived on Mansion World Number 1, except that the thought adjuster does not leave you during these transit sleeps between the mansion worlds.
Oh, go ahead and read that last sentence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Your personality remains intact after you once pass from the evolutionary worlds to the initial mansion world.
So when you wake up on the second mansion world, it's not like when you leave from here, because you never lose that personality part of you when you go from here on out, right? Basically, through all the 570 different beings that we end up getting to be before we get to
like
the spirit.
Is that the number?
570.
If we have a solar system, where is the mansion world? Here's our solar system, and then we have a galaxy.
I think there's a place in the book, you have to look this up.
Since it's in the galaxies?
Yes, it's like 250,000 light years away or something like that.
It's a physical place, it's not like...
It's a physical place, system. Yeah. Just like this planet is. Yeah. It looks something like, let me see if I can hold. Yeah, it looks like this. Hang on.
Like Beetlejuice?
No, I can't do that, can I? Well, I can't show you with this up and going. I thought I had a picture I could show you, but I don't.
So our thought adjusters leads with us here to the person as well.
Right.
They go off somewhere in between, but then they meet us.
Our thought adjuster keeps the transcript of our life here.
Our choices, our thoughts.
Our guardian angel keeps our soul. Yes. And on the mansion worlds, they both are there. Right next to your new body, and they reunite those into your new body.
Now, it also says all the stuff that's not important to your spiritual growth falls away.
Yep.
So you don't remember all the garbage on this world you've been through that is not spiritually important to you.
Thank God.
But you still have to deal with some of the stuff that kept you from evolving spiritually from the past.
You have to deal with all spiritual lessons, yeah. I mean, you don't get by with anything.
Right.
We all have to learn the lessons one way or another, whether you do it here or there.
The mansion worlds are a remedial training ground.
Yeah.
Especially the first two, they're more picking up the physical deficiencies. Down here, and then as you get to the seventh, you're closer to the spirit.
When you get to the seventh, they say they've totally eradicated what they call the mark of the beast, which is really just your human side.
Right.
What about people like Mother Teresa or someone? Do they do like a fast-tracking program? Do they
should probably jump to a higher mansion
world.
Yeah. Yeah, every 10 days. You wake up on the first one, and if you're above that level 10 days later, you go to the next one. And if you're not at that one 10 days after that, you go to the next one, and that keeps going. And think about it like this. It took Jesus, he was on earth for 30 days. And in the period he was on... No, he was on earth after the resurrection.
Oh.
After the resurrection, he was on earth for 30 days. So it took him 30 days to go through all seven levels of the Marantia state of being. And he's perfect, pretty much. So the thing is, though, they still go. You go through that timing. You know, they give you 10 days on each thing. And you notice, if you read the life of Christ, they will mark where he goes from one mansion world level. I mean, one... Mansonia to the next. Yeah, and he did it all while he was here on earth during his resurrection time.
Who decides you're going from one mansion world to the next?
The Versa Consilators.
Okay, so
yeah.
They'll know when you're ready to.
Yes, yeah.
It's like graduation.
Yeah.
It's like school.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. You can't cheat.
How long is it?
18 days. I think 18 days in our time is equivalent to one day on the mansion.
So what happens, right, like when the person dies? Are they here on earth? Are they in transit right then?
As soon as you die, you start in transit. It takes three,
well,
they take
it depends,
three periods.
You may
but
not make it in 3 days.
That's right. If
you
you're
might
not,
have to wait until
if you,
the
yeah, if you're not, yeah, if you're not at psychic level, psychic circle three. You're not assigned a guardian angel, a personal guardian angel. And if that's the case, you stay asleep until the next...
Well, you might. It's hard to say.
No, we don't know.
No.
You know, they could be this... I was talking to an Ethiopian gentleman, very Christian, you know, from Ethiopia. And I said, you know, do you believe in guardian angels? And he said, yes, but our nation has one, too. I said, that's so interesting, because we also talk about that. Races have them. Well, you know, the,
mm-hmm.
for the
yeah.
dispensation,
yeah.
but it takes a certain level for the guardians, right, to take you to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if you don't have a personal guardian angel, then
you have to wait for the sleeping survivors.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're part of a group of maybe 100 or 1,000 people that would go together.
Yeah,
but they're not on the mansion world at that point. They're, or are they? And they're just not walking.
No, they're not.
No.
They're in transit.
Your thought adjuster takes off.
Yeah.
To his world in Havona.
So when there is a dispensation, that's when he comes back.
That's when he comes back.
And come
your
back.
Guardian angel is right. called, and
yeah.
then you're reassembled.
On
like
that first
tribes
mansion.
Tribes that
yeah.
die together or something. Yeah.
Remember in the Lucifer Rebellion where it said the seraphim had to assume the trust of those on this planet that rebelled? That's what they're talking about. That trust they're talking about is those souls that were sleeping survivors that were non-conscious anymore. So those loyal seraphim had to take their trust away from them. Yeah, just excuse that. It's just the word I've got.
It's sort of like a whole group, like in Japan, everyone said, well, what happens when they were all already fighting and boom, there's an atomic bomb. It's like they were in rebellion. They weren't really coming closer to Christ. They were actually in fighting and boom, their souls go up. That's how I think the souls just go.
Remember when
that's
we talked about planetary dispensations? That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. They all go at once, or in a group, in mass. And of course, they're prepared to handle in mass resurrections like that, too. That's why they had, you know, when we talked about the mansion, the locations of the mansion, in the mansion worlds of the revival places where they bring them back, that's why they're so huge. They can handle millions and millions of souls at one time. It's got to be so enormous. It's
really?
Almost
and we're
in
a small planet compared to those.
Yeah. Okay. You want to take it from there, Frank?
Sure. Your adjuster memory remains fully intact as you ascend the Marantia life. Those mental associations that were purely animalistic and wholly material naturally perish with the physical brain, but everything in your mental life which was worthwhile and which had survival value was counterparted by the adjuster and is retained as part of the personal memory all the way up through the ascended career. You'll be conscious of all your worthwhile experiences as you advance from one mansion world to another, and from one section of the universe to another, even to paradise. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like this holograph that keeps all memories.
Yeah.
Notice there it says worthwhile experiences, too. It didn't say all your experiences. So, and
well, we may forget, like we do here, you know,
yeah.
What did you have for lunch 3 weeks ago on Tuesday? You know?
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter, right? You mean I don't remember those great dessert you brought?
You might remember that.
You might
remember the experience of it. No.
Well, it's really interesting. We had three octogenarians, Kat and Dora and Tiki. And my father was saying he remembers things from his childhood. Do you? I mean, he remembers smells of things. How the memory is amazing.
So
Tiki, a lot.
If they don't have chocolate. Chocolate, you won't remember it.
Right. Oh, one of those experiences.
Well, we're going to come to that new form of food in a minute.
That's right. Okay.
I've told them often enough that they know.
They know.
Yeah. And since the Melancia worlds are so large, and as he says, they can handle millions to beings from other planets in our solar system, in our universe, also go to the same Melancia worlds.
Yeah, local universe. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where all local
beings,
universe and Nebadon, they're all resurrected on those.
How we make
yeah.
it, we're going to see all these creatures.
Really?
And we got, what, 619 inhabited planets so far?
And
writing
plenty
of this
time
book,
to go visiting other people.
Yeah. So you got 619 different planets all coming together on that one world. So.
Yeah, and a lot of them are, people are quite a bit different.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's interesting.
A lot higher and a lot lower, both.
Well, I mean, you know, some are breathers, some are non-breathers,
yeah.
Some are taller,
so
some are shorter. It'll make it more of an even more rich environment to learn.
Exactly.
It will.
And the colors. Kind of like Star Trek all over
again.
Oh, yeah. And the music. It's
I live with Star Trek.
Yeah. One time a musician said, the scratches that we make on Earth are going to be like forgotten when we hear the celestial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
All right. Go ahead.
Though you have Melancia bodies, you continue through all seven of these worlds to eat, drink, and rest. You partake of the Melancia order of food, a kingdom of living energy unknown on the material world. Both food and water are fully utilized in the Melancia body. There is no residual waste. Pause to consider. Mansonia number 1 is a very material sphere, presenting the early beginnings of the Melancia regime. You are still a near human and not far removed from the limited viewpoints of mortal life, but each world discloses definite progress. From sphere to sphere, you grow less material, more intellectual, and slightly more spiritual. The spiritual progress is greatest on the last three of these seven progressive worlds.
Sounds like they're going to have chocolate up
so
there.
We do
eat
and
drink. Uh-huh.
And
but we don't have a restroom.
Right.
And we rest, but we don't sleep.
We rest, but we don't sleep.
Why seven? Seven is such an interesting number.
It repeats very often.
Yeah,
think about the Trinity and how the greatest number for like inter association is seven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God, the
it's
Son, the Spirit
of geometry,
two of them. Yeah, impossible
between numbers. Yeah, it does.
Are pure.
Yeah, every possible combination comes up seven. Any way you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So
interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. So the whole, it seems the whole super universe is built around this seven.
And even our own progression.
Well, we got seven master spirits. We got, everything.
Seven
super universes.
Interestingly, aren't the material worlds more so based on decimals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
we're a decimal planet. So in our
hosts,
we're based on 10. Yeah.
That's why.
And Cap, you can tell me this probably. There's some reference to 12 in there too. in the Urantia book, if I remember correctly. I can't remember what the reference is.
I don't recall it. They don't even mention Fibonacci numbers.
No.
Oh, yeah, but Fibonacci is
based on... No, it was there's some... When they talk about the vesicle
system... Since that's the basis of life on this planet.
It is, and it's also very fascinating.
Well, isn't the way you can combine Father, Son, and Spirit?
No, I know what it was. It's the combination of the DNA. It comes to 48, the multiplication of the chromosomes comes to 48, the 12... but it's interesting how those three
there's
things.
There's seven again, seven and eight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seven. It must be the structural part of the universe.
Yeah. It's just it's pretty fascinating. Okay.
Biological deficiencies were largely made up on the first Natchin world. Their defects in planetary experiences pertaining to sex life, family association, and parental function were either corrected or were projected for further
future rectification. In other words, if they can't fix you, they'll do it in the future.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, among the material sun families on Jerusalem. Okay. Mansonia number one, more specifically, Mansonia number two, more specifically provides for the removal of all phases of intellectual conflict and for the cure of all varieties of mental disharmony. The effort to master the significance of Marachimota, begun on the first Natchin world, is here more earnestly continued. The development on Mansonia number two compares with the intellectual status of the post-magisterial sun culture of the ideal evolutionary worlds.
There's that Moda thing. The effort to master the Moda? What does that mean?
Marantia Moda, it's sort of like sayings, you know.
I thought Moto was ideas.
Well, they are ideas. Like, a comparable one would be a stitch in time saves nine, you know?
It's the Marantia version of spiritual concepts.
Concepts.
Right, so, or concepts or ideas.
Okay, something like equality that people
just beyond us we can't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Eternal truths.
Maybe it was some
truth. Nobody can figure out what is truth.
Yeah.
They do give us some comparisons in here on Marantia.
There's a lot of stuff on Moda.
If you look on page 556, you get Marantia Moda.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things on 12 here. I did a search. I got 137 results in your answer books.
Yeah.
12 is an important number, but I won't go through them all. But
yeah, there's several. I can't bring it to my mind off the top of my head, but there's some reason. Like our planet is based on a decimal system, but our physical bodies are based on a 12-base system for some reason. And which is kind of odd since we're a decimal planet. But the decimal planet means we're an experimental planet. So, but I can
just think your computer is based on the binaries.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, five. Third Natchin world. Mansonia the third is the headquarters of the Natchin world teachers. Though they function on all seven of the Natchin spheres, they maintain their group headquarters at the center of the school circles of world number three. There are millions of these instructors on the Natchin and higher Marantia worlds. These advanced and glorified cherubim serves as Marantia teachers all the way up from the Natchin worlds to the last sphere of the local universe ascendant training. They will be among the last to bid you an affectionate adieu when the farewell time draws near. The time when you bid goodbye, at least for a few ages, to the universe of your origin, when you and Seraphim for transit to the receiving worlds of the minor sector of the super universe.
What they mean,
a few
ages.
But something really important.
I'll see you again.
In this paragraph is they mention your cherubim here. You know, when you go to the Natchin world, you lose your two cherubim, right? Your cherubim and seraphim. Y'all know that, right?
The teachers.
They become teachers first at the Natchin worlds, right? So once they've served with you on this planet, they can become teachers on the Natchin worlds. Now, another interesting point about this, they can qualify to become seraphim also. So they can go up and they can go up the ladder just like we do.
Yes, so. tough assignments, some of them.
So that, I think that's kind of interesting. And by becoming seraphim, they can accompany someone all the way to paradise. And by doing that, they can be eligible to be selected to become a finaler. So they have a lot of motivation to try to help everyone out as much as possible.
Well, what happens if they got this assignment like Napoleon or some asshole of history, excuse my language, what happens to them? They don't flunk just because the personality was a...
No.
Napoleon did change history. So what happens to
The other thing is we can't judge whether Napoleon or even the worst person we could possibly imagine didn't make it to the mansion world.
No, and we don't know, but what about their guardians?
They have done their job as long as they tried to influence you as best they
can.
Guardian
angels.
Yeah.
Our guardian angels to many people.
Not like they
flunk out. They have thousands of charges.
And then some of their charges might not pass, but they might.
Yeah. But when a person gets to the third psychic circle, they get a personal seraphim. But that seraphim has had experience with thousands of other people.
And then even if the person themselves...
So if they had a bad one,
Will keep going.
They have to justify what they do. If their ward does not survive... They have to go.
If they have a personal war,
they have to go justify.
Like,
they have to be. They have to be felt.
I want to know what
held
the bad
accountable.
The one I've got.
Jim, just the fact that you're here, he must be doing pretty good.
You don't have to give him a hard time every day.
That's
and nice grandchildren.
Plus, there's two of them, Jim. So if one's not on it, the other one can.
They say, don't tempt your angels.
That's right.
Those angels will cause trouble. I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. They come up with good tests.
They will. Their job is to make sure that you survive. If you're not doing the things that you need to be doing to survive, they're going to create circumstances for you which are usually not pleasant.
If you have too much of life of ease, then probably you're not doing something right.
They're going to start yabbing you.
Many times, which is it, and you're roasting out the slow stitch.
The blood adjusters never have to answer. Their words don't survive.
No.
That's right. They're more no.
It's only the angels that have to
accountability.
Coward. Yeah.
They try to
quite seem fair, but... Yeah. No,
but the thought adjusters are God, so I guess they
can't
really
do
that wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That little mortal bit.
Feel sorry for the angels.
They're like, I was a spark, and hey,
wonder if they ever communicate with your thought and just say, you don't have to worry about this.
Judge Sir just says, one more experience? I can't blame God.
No. All right, Frank.
When sojourning on the first mansion world, you have permission to visit the first of the transition worlds, the headquarters of the finaliters and a system probationary nursery for the nurture and undeveloped evolutionary children. When you arrive on Ansonia number 2, you receive permission periodically to visit transition world number 2, where are located the Marantia supervisor headquarters for Alcitania and the training schools for the various Marantia orders.
Okay. This is kind of a picture, if y'all can see this. I don't know if you can or not. The Finaliter world. And this is Mansion World number 2. And this is what they're talking about. You can visit, both the Jester-fused mortals and the Spirit-fused mortals can visit back and forth to Marantia.
What are those little white things? Are those supposed to be people?
Those are little people. Those are us.
Very small planet.
Very small planet. Yeah. I just
Okay,
want to show you that.
Is Beetlejuice there?
Yeah. All right. We need another reader, don't we?
Okay. Patricia or your friend?
Yeah.
When you reach Mansion World Number 3, you're immediately granted a permit to visit the third transition sphere, the headquarters of the Angelic Orders, and the home of their various system training schools. Visits to Jerusalem from this world are increasingly profitable and are of ever-heightening interest to the advancing worlds. Yeah. Mansonia the Third is a world of great personal and social achievement for all who have not made the equivalent of these circles of culture prior to release from the flesh on the mortal nativity worlds. On this sphere, more positive educational work has begun. The training of the first two mansion worlds is mostly of a deficiency nature, negative, in that it has to do with the supplementing the experience of the life in the flesh. On this third mansion world, the survivors really begin their progressive, morontial culture. The chief purpose of this training is to enhance the understanding of the correlation of morontial moda and mortal logic, the coordination of the morontial moda and human philosophy. Surviving mortals now gain practical insight into true metaphysics. This is the real introduction to the intelligent comprehension of cosmic meanings and universe interrelationships. The culture of the third mansion world partakes of the nature of the post-bestowal sun age of a normal inhabited planet.
I wonder what the use of that word normal is.
That's
going to be very, very different from ours. Ours is not normal.
Yeah,
and ours is not very philosophic and all the nice things they're talking about.
Okay.
Like a fine university somewhere.
I have another picture for y'all on there. This is the Mansion World Number 3, and this is where the cherubim, Marantia cherubim, the Sanabim and the Marantia Sanabim are teachers, right? And you can also visit the angelic world from Mansion World Number 3.
Yeah, and it talks about culture. Like those who have, can you imagine their culture?
Ooh. They talk about it's an achievement for all who have not made the equivalent of these circles. I think they're talking about those seven psychic circles.
Yeah.
That you achieve on this world.
Yeah,
like highly cultured, ethical.
But when you first get your thought adjuster, you're at number one.
Cooperative.
Personal adjuster. Your personal seraphim, you're circle number three.
And then
if you reach circle number one, apparently you can communicate almost directly
with your
thought
adjuster. And normally, And they also say, remember this, even though you reach circle number one, if you're still human, that does not necessarily mean you're going to fuse with your thought adjuster.
That's not equal fusion.
That doesn't
right,
equal
that's
fusion.
Right.
So you can become very aware of God, and like today when we did our worship session, by being quiet and letting God in your life and experiencing this, even if you hear God talk to you, which some people say they do, that does not mean you're ready for fusion with your thought adjuster.
We talked about that when people, right before they die, they make wrong choices. You know, there's choices along the way.
It's interesting, though, that we have people like Enoch who fuse with his thought adjuster, you know, back years and years and years ago. So what's interesting is the fact that it is possible to become that God-aware in your life, mm-hmm. to fuse with your adjuster. And I guess that should be our goal in this life, mm-hmm. but it apparently is not something that happens easily.
Well, they say it's more than just a spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has a lot to do with how you interact with your fellow
human beings.
Service and worship,
right.
And to do the will of God. That Jesus was always doing that. He was always doing thought, not my will, Father.
And at his baptism, he was infused with his thought adjuster.
Yeah.
Because he submitted himself to that.
If you can study his life up to that point, you might get a better idea.
Yeah. Because it's real. The thing that we study is post-baptism mostly. You know, the New Testament and all that. Almost all of that's post-baptismal. So we see Jesus after his thought adjuster is personalized. It's left him, right? So it's interesting, like you said, maybe we should learn more from the pre-
Oh, yes. It's family
status.
Life, you know.
Yeah.
And him as it went through raising little children.
He wasn't very old.
He responded to tests. He raised his brothers and sisters.
Yeah, he had a parenting experience.
He
raised his brothers and sisters.
And providing for them.
He also studied in the Jewish schools.
Yeah.
So he was teaching when he was very young.
Yeah.
And he had a trade.
Yeah.
And he learned languages, you know, different cultural interactions.
Isn't it interesting that his message always comes back to the same thing, the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. And his life reflected that constantly.
At that moment of baptism, he fused?
No, he would have. His spot adjuster had left, but he was not allowed to.
You remember when he came up out of the water and his thought adjuster said, "This is my beloved son of whom I'm well pleased." That's normally what happens when someone fuses, they say in the book. But on the moment of fusing, your thought adjuster will automatically relay a message from God the Father that this is my beloved son whom I'm well pleased. And that's exactly what happened to Christ. Now, if he would have fused at that point, he would have disappeared, right? But he chose not to.
Well, he's not allowed to
use
an adjuster.
So he personalized? Is that what?
The adjuster.
The adjuster became personalized. You know, when we were talking about cloning the other day, that's pretty much it. He became a clone of the personality of Christ.
The adjuster.
Yeah, in essence, because he's got all his memories from his life.
But
he
was a
creator son.
Way,
he was not a clone of the creator son part, only the...
But he was Melchizedek's.
He was also Melchizedek's.
Yeah, and that's truly God. He wants the experiences.
Yeah.
So wouldn't he have incorporated the Melchizedek's personality as well?
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
Yes, his experiences also.
Right.
But what's interesting is they say in the book that there's a future mission of the thought adjuster of Christ.
It's not the same personality, because personality is individual. It's a gift from the Father. But that thought adjuster did have all the experience of Jesus as a man up until that point, and Melchizedek and whoever else he inhabited on any other planet.
But at that point, see, they went two separate ways. And yet, they didn't in the sense, because they still have that Father fragment. So, All the information from God comes into him, and yet he's got all the information from the life of Christ in him. So you have a being that is value is worth, you can't even explain how much it's worth to have the experiences of Jesus while he was on the earth.
Yeah. I mean, and we get to take our time and sightsee in the mansion worlds. I mean, to learn from there.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm missing something here. So, after his baptism, or as he was baptized, the thought of just remains. Then Jesus, has he become,
he's finished his mission on earth at that point. But keep in mind, the thought adjuster, even though it was personalized, never left his side all the time he was on the planet. He was always with him. So even though he was personalized at that point, he went through the remainder of his mission with him. You know, day and night,
he did it as a human being with the thought adjuster available to him.
Right.
Being able to communicate.
With
and
God.
At that point, Jesus knew who
he
was.
And he did
exactly.
He made choices in Jesus.
He knew he was the creator, son of the Lord, the universe.
Yeah, by that
point.
But when he prayed...
But he did it as a man.
He
decided to stay and serve out whatever life he had left here as a human.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
That's what's so amazing about doing the
will.
He chose.
But Frank, when he prayed at that point, instead of praying from within, he was praying from without at that point. You see the difference? When he prayed, because his thought adjuster was attached, he prayed much like we do, even though our is still inside, but his concept, his fragment of God the Father was no longer within him anymore. He was actually back to the Father-Son relationship at that point.
Yeah, they
say
he's direct to God because he's a son of God, creator son of God.
There's a
tree. So you see the separation there? And when he's on the cross and he's talking to God, he's not talking from within anymore. He was talking to God the Father.
The Father.
Separate.
Right.
Yeah, directly.
Yeah.
not to his thought adjuster. You see the difference?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, so the remainder of his life, he did not have the guidance of that thought adjuster's thoughts coming through him. He had to ask God the Father when he wanted to know what his will is. He had to ask God, and then that was relayed through his personalized adjuster. You know, when you're, I keep coming back to the wine situation, when
right,
he created water
right.
from the wine, he was surprised that it happened because he willed it as a creator sign if it was the will of the Father, but he didn't have the Father in him any longer. So he had...
He was the
Father of this
right.
planet.
Yeah.
So at that point, when he said, well, if it be the will of my Father, and the thought adjuster immediately made the decision, bam, and it was done.
Right.
That it wasn't against the
Father.
Not
even a decision, just it was.
Yeah. But do you see why Christ was surprised that
right.
the wine was created? And he went up to the roof and thought about it for a minute? Because
like, oh my gosh,
he was warned about that.
Right.
Yeah, he was. But it was because he was a creator son. Anything a creator son wills and the Father approves of
is.
Automatically is.
But
so
at
it
the
happens.
Very end of his life, in Gethsemane is a garden where he prayed after he was betrayed. And the guards came, remember? And the disciples fled. He was praying to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, and that's a very dramatic scene in his life because, you know, the Christians say he sweated blood and all that, but he actually was saying, I will do your will. And
mm-hmm.
I think at that moment when he humbled himself through his will, it shows us like the door isn't the mind, it's the will.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, to do God's will. Because he didn't know what was yet coming. He knew he would pass, but he didn't exactly know in what form. Through trial and crucifixion and all that. So that, to me, is really interesting because, he says, Father, I will.
Mm-hmm. Let's keep going.
If you notice, though, all of these different things that Jesus was learning while he was on this planet, you'd think, well, he's a creator son, or he's a higher being. He should already know this stuff.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He had to learn.
He had to experience it like
we
do.
We have to learn.
That's right.
Yes.
Isn't that
the beauty of it, right? Because
isn't
that
it?
Makes it more
right.
We don't know
exactly.
God's will. Sometimes it may be very
yeah.
difficult for us.
Yeah.
And it might be, that's what we were supposed to be
sure.
learning.
Yeah, a lot of it was very difficult for him.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, let's keep going.
Fourth mansion world. Okay, what about the next document?
Oh, okay.
Fourth mansion world. When you arrive on the fourth mansion world, you have well entered upon the martial career. You have progressed a long way from the initial material existence. Now are you given permission to make visits to transition world number four, there to become familiar with the headquarters and training schools of the super angels, including the brilliant stars. To the good offices of these super angels of the fourth transition world, the Narancha visitors are enabled to draw very close to the various orders of the sons of God during the periodic visits to Jerusalem. The new sectors of the system capital are gradually opening up to the advancing mortals as they make those repeated visits to the headquarters world. New grandeurs are progressively unfolding the expanding minds of these
centers. But John, hang on a second. There are a couple things in this paragraph. First is we get to go to the training schools of super angels with the brilliant evening stars. Does everyone remember who that group is? The third order of angel? The bright morning star? Yeah. Well, he was a bright morning star. And then he created first the brilliant evening stars and then the... second group. I can't even think. But the point I wanted to make was on the fourth transition worlds, we make more periodic visits to Jerusalem, and we get to know the sons of God. Now, who's are the sons of God? That's what I wanted to bring up. The sons of God are the Barandadek, the Nanandek, the higher sons of God, right? That we've studied.
Power directors.
Yeah, the Most Highs and things like that. We actually get to interact with them and get to know them when we go to Jerusalem, right? So we get to learn about each and every one of these orders of beings as we go. Okay, Doc.
On the fourth Mansonian, the individual ascender more fittingly finds his place in the group working and class functions of the Mirage of Life. Ascenders here develop increased appreciation of the broadcast and other phases of corporate universe culture and progress. It is during the period of training on World Number 4 that the ascending worlds are really first introduced to the demands and delights of the true social life of Mirage creatures. And it is indeed a new experience for evolutionary creatures to participate in social activities which are predicated neither on personal aggrandizement nor on self-seeking conquests. A new social order is being introduced, one based on the understanding, sympathy of mutual appreciation, the unselfish love of mutual service, and the overmastering motivation of realization of a common and supreme destiny. This paradise goal of worshipful and divine perfection, senders are all coming self-conscious of God knowing, God revealing, God seeking, and God finding.
And they have all reached the stage of mastery of the local universe language.
Yeah.
And self-conscious of God seeking.
What?
And they're self-conscious of God
yes.
seeking. It's not like we have to find each other, that they're all conscious. That's where they're going.
Hmm.
The intellectual and social culture of this fourth mansion world is comparable to the mental and social life of post-teacher-son age on the planets of normal evolution. The spiritual status is much in advance of such a mortal dispensation.
Isn't it interesting how each one of these mansion worlds tells us this is equal to a different stage of the planet progression? So if we were in this post-teacher-son age, we should all spiritually be on, about on that level ourselves when we die, right? So because we're on the in the age we are, that's why we have to go through this remedial classes on the mansion worlds. And that's the purpose of the mansion worlds, right?
Well, we're still in quarantine.
We're
too.
Still in quarantine, too. That's true. That's true. Okay. Millie, you want to take it from there? Okay. Jen, you want to speak? Okay. How about, well, let's skip to,
okay.
You all right? Okay.
Yeah. We're on the fifth mansion world?
Yeah.
Okay. Transport to the fifth mansion world represents a tremendous forward step in the life of the Mirage oppressor. The experience on this world is a real foretaste of Jerusalem life. Here you begin to realize the high destiny of the loyal evolutionary worlds. Since they may normally progress to this stage during their natural planetary development. The culture of this mansion world corresponds in general to that of the early era of light life on the planets of normal evolutionary progress. The early era of light life. So the very beginning of it. And from this you can understand why it is so arranged that the high
yes.
for them. Well, they already have learned everything. They have
so many fun.
Because they have their Adam's needs, and they have their planetary prints, they just probably.
Yeah, and they've learned all these lessons that
they
we don't have
so
available.
Much, yeah.
Yeah.
So they need, because they have to keep progressing too.
I mean, we really have been at a disadvantage not having Adam and Eve on this planet because we don't have a spiritual
parents.
Yeah, spirit or point of reference
yeah.
for
we don't have an obvious planetary gap. Yeah.
Right.
Except
well,
for
yeah,
one thing, on this planet where we have so many minuses for us, we have a plus in that we're getting experience that's invaluable.
That's
but
right. That's an excellent point, Tiki, is the fact that we get experience that is not even available
yeah.
on other planets.
But think yeah. about like one government or one currency. People said, oh, they'll never have the euro, and they have the euro now, 12 years. So sooner or later, this one if we experience, it's going to be rocky, but, you know, sooner or later, the planet itself has to experience an evolution of government.
And, you know, there are individuals within with this planet or any planet that are far advanced of the general population.
Yes.
And I've always called our world like one world.
Just because our planet might be in maybe the first day of the seven stages doesn't mean that we can't be anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
that's
true.
Well, especially spiritual.
And they become philosophers and leaders of this.
Having mastered the local universe language before leaving the Korth Mansion world, you now devote more time to the perfection of the tongue of the Ursa, to the end that you may be proficient in those languages before arriving on Jerusalem residential status. All ascending mortals are bilingual from the system headquarters up to Havona. And then it is only necessary to enlarge the super-universe vocabulary. Still additional enlargement being required for residents on Paradise.
You think they have CD programs like we do?
Seriously.
I have three cross references for that. Page 289, paragraph 2. 303, paragraph 3. 503, paragraph 3.
Well, the good thing is we'll have new brains, if you want to call them that, so that we'll actually have a chance to remember.
And what's that they say? Your new brain can absorb in 1 hour what it would take 1,000 years.
Well, that's more in
we have a reason that we're so stupid, haven't we?
Yeah.
That was one guy that was writing one of these papers. He said, I can learn in 1 hour. What it would take 10,000 years for you to learn.
Yeah.
Assuming you could remember it.
Yeah.
You know. The experience through gaining is so important to everyone. And if everyone could have the same experiences, we could be a planet that's way ahead of all of the others.
Mm-hmm.
One time Oscar Wilde said, I can't master another language. I'm too busy screwing up English. So, you know, if you can't describe your in your language, even that, to go to another Morancho with these different planes of experience and being able to say it and discuss it.
You know, there are hundreds of languages on this one planet.
On our planet,
319, 20 other planets.
And they're
with their own languages, unless they happen to be in the stages of life where they already know.
Doesn't
that make you wonder, though, if on planets that had, that their Adam and Eve worked out, that they probably all developed similar type languages? Because
yeah,
they would
have
been taught by at the original Adam and Eve.
I
and
think
more
a lot
than
of
them.
We'll all have the Tower of Babel. It doesn't matter whether what planet it is.
Yeah, that's true.
I think the roots of our languages came from a lot from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that cooperation means wanting to understand one another. So that ability to seek meaning and to seek cooperation means you work on that dialogue. Will to understand.
Okay. Upon arrival on Mansonia number 5, the pilgrim is given permission to visit the transition world corresponding number, the sun's headquarters. Here, the ascendant world becomes personally familiar with the various groups of divine sonship. He has heard of these superb beings and has already met them on Jerusalem, but now he comes really to know them. On the fifth Mansonia, you begin to learn of the constellation study worlds. Here you meet the first of the instructors who begin to prepare you for the subsequent constellation sojourn. More of this preparation continues on world 6 and 7. All finishing touches are supplied in the sector of the ascending portals on Jerusalem. I'm going to stop because I don't have a page
for it. Go one more paragraph, and that'll bring us into the sixth mission. Right. Okay.
A real birth in cosmic consciousness takes place on Mansonia number 5. You are becoming universe-minded. This is indeed a time of expanding horizons. It is beginning to dawn upon the enlarging minds of the ascending mortals that some stupendous and magnificent, some supernal and divine destiny awaits all who complete the progressive paradise ascension, which has been so laboriously, but so joyfully and auspiciously begun. At about this point, the average mortal ascender begins to manifest bona fide experiential enthusiasm for the Havona ascent. I don't know how you could have that already. Yeah. I pretty much got it right now.
Yeah.
I know, and we're going up.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you're going to go see God, you have to have some excitement.
There are people on this planet who will fight everything. All
I know.
The way.
They're all naysayers, these folks. The naysayers are our test.
Oh, I've heard the laugh of Jesus. Yeah, for all time.
Studies becoming voluntary, unselfish service natural, and worship spontaneous. A real Marantia character is budding. A real Marantia creature is evolving. I don't know. I think our group here has a lot of these things already.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have enthusiasm for the Havonas and
mm-hmm.
for your ranches.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
makes it even more.
And we know,
like, to think that there's something beyond that, the excitement that we have right now. Makes it even like more mysteriously and beautiful.
And
yeah.
I'm so glad
it
you
is.
Found
how much
this.
More
you
exciting will it get?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting too. Here they state that it is becoming voluntary. It makes you wonder.
I know.
You get to the first venture where it says, "This is required." You
know,
you're going to learn this whether you want to.
Like remedial time. Okay,
yeah.
Tell me everything.
Remember, face the alternative.
That's right.
I think we probably don't know how to worship very well.
Yeah, they might have to remove some traits of us. You know, psychically remove.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have your worship sessions where they instruct us in the ways of worship, and they're probably pretty regimented as to.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I really believe that it's our duty to try to figure out some way, personally, each and every individually, to figure out a way to worship God. Because they say that's the joy, the real joy of God is when the creatures worship.
Oh, yes.
You know, and you know, it reminds me of when they talk about Havona when spontaneous worship breaks out.
Yes.
You know, that just
like
gives.
A
mass of people that spontaneously start to worship God. And it gets to the point where all activity stops in Havona until it reaches a crescendo in which God relates to all the individuals that he's completely satisfied with the
worship.
Yeah,
that's on paradise, actually.
Yeah.
Sometimes
mm-hmm.
we did dances in the square. There was like a university green that we had met in Chicago. And those dances to me are always like a symbol of like spontaneous worship. It's really neat to see the people from other countries come to your ranch in groups. But the music and the worship always brings the people together.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think you're right, Lee. That is on paradise. That is of yeah.
And they get so carried away that God has to essentially say, okay,
I've had enough
for now.
Yeah. The angels are going,
y'all can stop now.
Sort of like Atlanta on Memorial Day.
But seriously, when you talk about worship, we receive from worship much more than God does, I think, because it gives you a feeling of spiritual ecstasy and a spiritual warmth and connection with God the Father that you can't get doing anything else.
It's food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just read recently that it's our soul, even now, that craves worship.
Yeah.
We may not realize it, but the soul that we have developed craves worship with the Father
when
he worships the Father. So if we don't do that, our poor little soul in there isn't getting what it needs.
That's right.
That's why the intellectual church is so dead, because it's the mind organ.
All right, y'all want to try to get one more section in here?
Yeah.
Okay. Louise, you want to take it from there?
Sure. The sixth mansion world. Sojourners on this sphere are permitted to visit transition world number six, where they learn more about the high spirits of the superuniverse, although they are not able to visualize many of the celestial beings. Here they also receive their first lessons in the respective spirit career, which so immediately follows graduation from the Marantia training of the local universe. The assistant system sovereign makes frequent trips to this world, and the initial instruction is here begun in the technique of universe administration. The first lessons embracing the affairs of the whole universe are now in progress. This is a brilliant age for ascending mortals, and usually witnesses the perfect fusion of the human mind and the divine adjuster. In potential, this fusion may have occurred previously, but the actual working identity many times is not achieved until the time of the sojourn on the fifth mansion world, or even the sixth.
Hang on a second there. Does this mean to y'all that even if we fuse before that time, we don't really understand what this fusion means until this?
We don't understand it fully. We may understand
some parts of it, but we really don't comprehend it.
I don't know if really working together well.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an understanding. It's this working identity. So something about the fusion is an actuality something. Working identity.
Mm-hmm.
It's
essence
or a being when
we fuse.
We
belong.
Yeah.
And
we become a new.
Yeah. Okay, let's keep going.
The union of the evolving mortal soul with the eternal and divine adjuster is symbolized by the seraphic summoning of the supervising super angel for rescued, resurrected survivors, and of the archangel of Shredder with those going to judgment on the third day. And then, in the presence of such a survivor's Morancha associates, these messengers of confirmation speak. This is a beloved son in whom I am well pleased. This simple ceremony marks the entrance of an ascending mortal upon the eternal career of paradise service.
That's what we were just talking about.
Yeah,
Christ,
but it happens up there.
At the baptism, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what happened at his baptism?
But it will probably hardly ever happen
again.
Yeah,
what happened to him on his baptism normally takes us to fifth or sixth mansion world to get to that point. But see, the reaction from God the Father is the same. You know, this is a beloved son of whom I'm well pleased.
Like we're accepted in.
Yeah. And that's when you actually are giving, what do they call it, your name? Your
new name,
a paradise name. And you're considered a citizen of the universe at that point. Yeah.
That's why I said the interest in the universe career starts before if you start to really know.
Yeah.
And really, you can't get to paradise without using your adjuster.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is a beloved son bit. There's a cross reference to that on it in Matthew 3:17.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's what the baptism. Okay.
Immediately upon the confirmation of a just refusal, the new Arantra being is introduced to his fellows for the first time by his new name and is granted the 40 days of spiritual retirement from all routine activities wherein to commune with himself and to choose someone of the optional routes to Havona and to select from the differential techniques of paradise attainment.
So there's,
now, this is sort of what he did after his baptism, too.
Yeah, so there's multiple routes you can take to attain paradise,
right.
And this is where you can make that decision which route you think you will go, and yet they have advisors to help you with that, too. Right?
See, that was so
did
Jesus.
Jesus didn't have
to
do that.
He didn't choose.
Yeah, don't
think
about the
paradise.
Cross. No.
He was choosing.
Yeah.
Probably.
They're just talking about us here.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to paradise. He didn't.
Yeah, he was already creator son, so he knew exactly at that point where he was going.
But his 40 days after his baptism was
for
how I'm going to lead out the rest of my human
earthly.
Yes.
Not related
to this. Yeah. Yeah.
But still, are these brilliant beings more or less material? They are far from being true spirits. They are more like super mortals. spiritually speaking, still a little lower than the angels, but they are truly becoming marvelous creatures. During the sojourn on world number 6, the mentioned world students achieve a status which is comparable with the exalted development characterizing those evolutionary worlds which have normally progressed beyond the initial stage of light and life. The organization of society on this Mansonia is of high order. The shadow of the mortal nature grows less and less as these worlds are ascended one by one. You are becoming more and more adorable as you leave behind the coarse vestiges of planetary animal origin. Coming up through great tribulation serves to make glorified mortals very kind and understanding, very sympathetic and tolerant.
That's in Revelations 7:14.
Okay, let's start
where. We're pretty adorable.
Yeah.
Well, animals are pretty adorable.
You know, it's not quite more. We only have less than 2 pages.
Two pages? You want to fit? It's up to y'all. We can keep going.
I think we might be able to start with 2 pages.
Yeah. That's okay. Well, if everybody agrees, let's go ahead and do it. Cap, you want to take it from there?
The experience on the sphere is the crowning achievement of the intermediate post-mortal career. During your sojourn here, you will receive the instruction of many teachers, all of whom will cooperate in the task of preparing you for residence on Jerusalem. Any discernible differences between these mortals hailing from the isolated and retarded worlds, your answer, and those survivors from the more advanced and enlightened spheres are virtually obliterated during the sojourn on the seventh mansion world. Here you will be purged of all the remnants of unfortunate heredity, unwholeness, environment, and unspiritual planetary tendencies. The last remnants of the mark of the beast are here eradicated.
They don't mince words, do they?
No.
And no rap music. Oh.
While sojourning on Mansonia number 7, permission is granted to visit transition world number 7. The world of the Universal Father. Here you will begin a new and more spiritual worship of the Unseen Father, a habit you will increasingly pursue all the way up through your long ascending career. You find the Father's temple on this world of transitional culture, but you do not see the Father. Now begins the formulation of classes for graduation to Jerusalem. You have gone from world to world as individuals, but now you prepare to depart for Jerusalem in groups, although within certain limits, and the sender may elect to tarry on the seventh mansion world for the purpose of enabling a tardy member of his earthly or Mansonia working groups to catch up with him.
Yeah. Wait for us. Yep. Now. You're going to be up there. So
right.
Now we're going to catch up with you.
The personnel of the seventh Mansonia assemble on the Sea of Glass to witness your departure for Jerusalem with residential status. Hundreds of thousands of times you may have visited Jerusalem, but always as a guest. Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds or thousands.
Yeah. But always as a guest. Never before have you proceeded toward the system capital in the company of a group of your fellows who are bidding an eternal farewell to the whole Mansonia career as ascending mortals. You will soon be welcomed on the receiving field of the headquarters world as Jerusalem citizens. You will greatly enjoy your progress through the 7 dematerializing worlds. They are really demortalizing spheres. You are mostly human on the first mansion world, just a mortal being minus a material body. A human mind housed in a Marantia form, a material body of the Marantia world, but not a mortal house of flesh and blood. You really pass from the mortal state to the immortal state at the time of adjuster fusion, and by the time you have finished the Jerusalem career, you will be full-fledged Marantians.
That's amazing, isn't it? Rita, you want to take it from there?
Sure. Jerusalem citizenship. The reception of the new class of Mansion World graduates is the signal for all Jerusalem to assemble as a committee of welcome. Even the Spornagia enjoy the arrival of these triumphant ascenders of evolutionary origin, those who have run the planetary race and finished the Mansion World progression. Only the physical controllers and Marantia power supervisors are absent from these occasions of rejoicing.
Can you see these Marantias? They're like the Jasper guys, and they're like, yay, they made it!
And you know why the physical controllers and power supervisors have to be absent?
Why?
Well, because everything would fall apart.
Oh, yes.
All of material reality would crash.
If they start like rejoicing.
They moved.
John, the Revelator, saw a vision of the arrival of a class of advancing mortals from the seventh mansion world to their first heaven, the glories of Jerusalem. He recorded, "And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who had gained the victory over the beast that was originally in them and over the image that persisted through the mansion worlds and finally over the last mark and trace, standing on the sea of glass, having the hearts of God and singing the song of deliverance from the mortal fear and death. Perfected space communication is to be had on all these worlds, and your anywhere reception of such communications is made possible by carrying the harp of God, the Marantia contrivance, compensating for the inability to directly adjust the immature Marantia sensory mechanism to the reception of space communications."
Sure, iPad.
Cross references to that paragraph on 5:13, number 2, and it's also in Revelations 15, 2, 3, 4, and 6.
And think about this, we think, oh wow, electronics, but ancient people saw these harps, so who knows, they may have in their spirit seen more than we have.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a lot of words for harps, and they have all the revelations, all of the ancient cultures.
Paul also had a view of the ascended citizen corps of perfecting mortals on Jerusalem, for he wrote, "But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the grand assembly of Michael, and to the spirits of just men being made perfect. After mortals have attained residence on the system headquarters, no more literal resurrections will be experienced. The Marantia form granted you on departure from the mansion world career is such as will see you through to the end of the local universe experience. Changes will be made from time to time, but you will retain this same form until you bid it farewell when you emerge as first stage spirits preparatory for transit to the super universe worlds of ascending culture and spirit training." Continue on, or?
Diane, why don't you take the last little part of that?
Seven times do those mortals who pass through the entire Mansonia career experience the adjustment sleep and the resurrection awakening. But the last resurrection hall, the final awakening chamber, was left behind on the seventh mansion world. No more will the form change necessitate the lapse of consciousness or a break in the continuity of personal memory. The mortal personality initiated on the evolutionary worlds and tabernacled in the flesh, indwelt by the mystery monitors and invested by the spirit of truth, is not fully mobilized, realized, and unified until that day when such a Jerusalem citizen is given clearance redentia and proclaimed a true member of the Marantia Corps of Nebadon. an immortal survivor of a jester association, a paradise ascender, a personality of Marantia status, and a true child of the Most Highs. Mortal death is a technique of escape from the material life in the flesh, and the Mansonia experience of progressive life through seven worlds of corrective training and cultural education represents the introduction of mortal survivors to the Marantia career, a transition life which intervenes between the evolutionary material existence and the higher spirit attainment of the ascenders of time who are destined to achieve the portals of eternity.
I like that corrective training.
Yeah. And the portals of eternity, can you see them like gates?
Sponsored by a brilliant evening star. Y'all look at the Bible references when you have time off the side if you look at this. It's pretty good.
You know, a portal isn't even a gate. A portal is like... I wonder if we'll feel it. You know, we'll get this.
Not while we're sleeping.
It costs some.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in Seraphim.
In Seraphim. Yeah,
you're asleep for the.
We're asleep. And then we just arrive, we just wake up. But that, it's a transit. It is.
Well, we
thank you for joining us.
Please come
and see us wake up. Like if we went into that slumber or if we just arrived on the third day, right? I mean, because there's...